We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN and the 993ESPN app. Just under 7 hours to go until Governor DeSantis's, lockdown, stay home request order goes into effect. And tomorrow we'll have both the Lee County Sheriff and a Lee County Commissioner on the program to answer some questions, get the lowdown on how everything's going out there. Seems like it's going pretty well to me. I said earlier in the show, I got to give a lot of people a lot of credit. The streets are empty. I think people are doing a good job social distancing. We got those moron spring break teenagers out of our beaches who ruined it for everybody earlier in the month. They're all gone.
So I finally saw that tweet or that video that's around on Twitter. Was it you, Pete, or you, Craig, that brought it up last week?
I tweeted it out when it happened.
It's
the kid.
Yeah, they
who since apologized.
The backward hat guy.
No. Different video. I don't even know who would be the one to find this information. But anyway, they were able to track the cell phones from like a mile-long stretch of beach on the other coast.
I said this the other day.
Yeah. Oh, they pinged
break,
them. Yeah.
And they pinged them, and it's called the spider effect.
Yes.
How many, and then they fast-forwarded to current times and how many or how far those phones have gone since the date in early March. Scary.
Lit up the whole country. So,
well, at least the eastern portion of the whole country. There were a couple pockets out west where you could tell that, we didn't have any spring breakers from like Oregon or Washington or anything.
Yeah.
Even though they got their own problems. Yeah. But up and down the East Coast. It was
scary. It was eye opening, no doubt about it.
Are we having our pal Rick Hoare on today?
No.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, not.
He's tomorrow.
He had to postpone. He said he had a 4 o'clock meeting that he didn't know if he'd get out in time or not.
He's busy counting his money at 4. He won't be here by 5.
Well, you know what show he had time for yesterday? You guys probably didn't see it, but he was on Finney's show yesterday.
Finney?
Oh, was he?
He's on he was.
What what were they talking about on Finney?
I didn't see the clip.
The ADs
I just know
that are panicking?
He was on around either 4:35 around there, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of coronavirus, this is a headline from NPR.
Oh, great.
Well, because it's NPR, it's not here. Chris, you can be relieved in knowing this isn't 5 o'clock hot take Craig coming up with something radical.
But by the way,
yes.
Speaking of lots and lots of money, somebody someday ought to do a movie about NPR and how much money they actually bring in.
Yeah.
People would be freaking stunned.
Well, they just ask for it from everybody, right?
Yeah. It's remember, no sponsor.
Tax dollars go toward it as well.
It is one
Are
of
you
the
kidding
biggest
me?
Scams.
Public radio.
It is one of the biggest scams in media. It really is. Somebody should do it. I don't want to get into it now, but it is. I'm telling you, if somebody did an in-depth look at NPR and see the salaries that some of these people are making on national public radio and some of the producers what they have made over the years, stunning. Beyond stunning.
And they raise money, but they also get tax dollars.
Yeah.
And Yeah, there's that.
Anyway.
From NPR, here is the headline. Don't nag your husband during lockdown, Malaysia's government advisors toward women. So
Malaysia.
Yeah, Malaysia. In Malaysia, the government is advising women not to nag your husbands during the lockdown. In fact, it goes on to say, please refrain from being sarcastic if they ask for help during household chores. And, women working from home should dress up and wear makeup. And avoid wearing just your regular home clothes. How about that? How's that going
Why
over
is
in
that?
Malaysia? I don't know.
Oh,
well, now, in the Malaysian public arena, if you will, I don't think women are treated too well.
No, they're not. They also, a lot of American companies do business over there because the labor is so freaking cheap.
What makes you think that?
Makes me think what?
That women aren't treated well in Malaysia.
No, Craig's right.
Is it the government coming out and saying you should look you should look good for your man when he's home? Is that the first thing or is that the icing on the cake for you?
Chris, I want you to just picture what would it be like if Donald Trump rolls out in one of his 5 o'clock
press
conferences
gracious.
And says, by the way, Don't nag to help us out during coronavirus here in America. A lot of families are at home. Women, don't nag your husbands, number one. And number two, wear makeup and dress nicely at home. How would that go over?
Swimmingly.
It's an actual headline. Don't nag your husband.
Look, I don't disagree with it.
Don't disagree. Oh, you shouldn't.
Yeah, you shouldn't nag your husband.
Right.
But I also think, like, you shouldn't nag your wife.
True, but that headline didn't say that.
No, it had nothing to do with that way. I get that. That was one-way traffic, if you will.
Now, Chris, do you have any problem with some suggesting the wife should look nice at home?
Look, I don't have a problem with that. I do think it's kind of an unnecessary ask right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary. But yeah, I mean, if I go home this afternoon and my wife's all dolled up when I get home, I'm not going to be upset.
You're not going to be upset?
No.
But what if she's not?
In fact, I might cancel the FaceTime with the golfing buddies later and shoot or shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
No, if she's not, look, it's been, she said it the other day. What did she say? She's, because she works in the school district or for the school district.
Yeah.
I think she's going on like 2 weeks without putting any makeup on.
Really?
Yeah, just no need.
I have not.
If I ever said something like that to my wife, she would somehow. I don't know, she'd open the back lanai and feed me head first to the alligator.
Yeah. Oh, she would too. I don't think I've combed, brushed, styled my hair since Corona started. I just wear the baseball cap. I've washed it.
I gave myself a haircut this morning.
Let me see.
You did?
Let me see. Front or back?
Just the sides. Oh, he's gonna shake.
Is he shaking?
Yes, he is.
Just the sides. You can tell there's no fade anymore.
How did you do the side? How'd you do that? That's tricky because if you screw that up, you're going to look like an idiot.
Right.
I have hesitated to do mine.
Well, it got too bad. I put a hat on and I had like hair flutting out the front of it.
Yeah.
And I can't have that. You know, that turns it from mullet to just a long hair.
Pete, he's one step closer to Joe Dirt or Joe Exotic. Take your pick.
I was lucky. I got a haircut a month ago. I remember it was really, really short, even for me. I keep mine pretty, but it was really short and ended up being a blessing in disguise because now it looks like I had just gotten a regular haircut.
See, I was right on the cusp of needing one before everything got shut down, and I wish I would have gone now.
Are they still open? Are places still open to cut hair?
They might still be open.
Not my place.
Oh, is it literally closed?
Yeah, I've driven by it, yeah. And I'm not just going to go to somebody.
Right, you got a special.
Yeah.
You're going to be. Do you remember the scene? Remember Craig in Coming to America when Eddie Murphy first goes to the, or you know, Akeem goes to the barbershop. He's like, just make it nice and neat.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Eddie Murphy cuts off the big ponytail that he'd been growing since birth.
Yeah.
I can see that with Chris's mullet.
You know? That's birth. Yeah.
Just make it nice and neat. Okay. Yep. There goes the mullet.
That'll be $10. Yep.
Yes.
Don't give my wife any ideas.
What? Chair number two's already.
Now, is she still down on the mullet since you've grown it out? Because you used to have a Joe Burrow fade in the back, and now it's getting lengthy.
She's coming around to it, I think. She hasn't expressed that verbally.
Right.
But I can tell. I take my hat off when I get home.
Yeah.
And I kind of flutter it.
You do
just
the shake.
Just to fan it out. You know, I don't want hat hair all night and look ridiculous.
Right.
So, and I can tell the last few nights I've done that, she's there's been a sparkle in her eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not a piece of dust?
Something.
Yeah. Contact lens, maybe.
No doubt. All right.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm glad to report I moved my daughter out of her dorm yesterday. Oh,
three flights of stairs.
Three flights of stairs.
And you could not have used, the elevator was not available, right?
There is no elevator.
So there isn't even one available. There isn't even one available.
I would have taken it. I'm not an idiot. If there was an elevator, I would have taken it, but there's not.
I thought the rule in the state of Florida was if something's at least three stories, you have to have an elevator.
That might be four stories. Because this one clearly did not. So,
Yeah. That's a long haul. Yes, it is.
I did have one grace in that we had our cool front come through yesterday, and it was breezy, and it was comfortable. It wasn't one of these, you know, hot days in May, we're just baking on. Then the sun went down, and this went on till like 10 o'clock at night last night.
Let me ask Chris, when you were at your Alabama for 5 days, where were you? Were you on the first floor?
For 5 days.
Yeah, I was first floor.
Roll Tide.
Okay. Now, how would you have not been good on the third floor?
Why?
Walking. If you had to walk. If you had to walk. Oh, because of the partying.
I'm fine with stairs.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, in college, it's tough. Living on the third floor, no elevator available.
I never had to do that.
I'm saying, but that could be a tough
night. Actually, I lied. My first apartment here in Fort Myers was on the third story.
Yeah.
I hated it.
You probably had an elevator, right? Did you have an elevator?
No elevator.
You know when it's bad? Grocery day.
Grocery day
is bad.
Yeah.
And this place,
laundry facilities.
We had a washer and dryer in the apartment.
Very helpful.
Didn't have like a garbage chute. So every time, a full bag, you put it outside your front door for the night, and then you got to walk it all the way down and put it on the back of your car and drive it up to the dumpster.
You ever have a problem with like raccoons or anything? Anything?
Not on the third floor.
Yeah.
Not on the third floor. At least not that I remember. Mm. I'm sure on the first floor you would have had some issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those raccoons find everything.
They do. Look, I've had more problems with stuff getting in my garbage like now at my house when I wheel it out on Sunday nights. I wheel it out for Monday.
Yeah.
And,
You ever get any black bears?
No, but I did let my dog out to go pee yesterday morning, and she like beelined it. Like normally she goes out, she does her business. I go inside, get her scoop ready and fill her water bowl up and fresh water every day.
Good for you.
This is a dog.
Right.
Hope a couple times a day, probably.
So, yeah. Well, fresh water every day. Then throughout the day, like I'll just add to whatever's in the bowl.
Yeah.
I like to rinse
out the slobber that's there if it's kind of like.
You know what? Slobber.
It's a dog slobber. It's a dog drinking it. I don't know. But anyway, she beelines it to the left, like towards my neighbor's house, and we have a preserve kind of back left behind our house.
Yes.
Beelines it right for the preserve.
Uh-oh.
I go, whoa, what the hell is that thing? Giant possum was standing right there. She ran up to this possum thinking that the possum was going to do what the bunny rabbits do. The bunny rabbits run. Uh-huh. This possum did not run.
Oh.
Well, they play dead.
Well, I don't say it played
or
dead.
They could be nasty, though, too. They could be nasty.
My dog, like, froze. She got about 4 feet from the opossum. Sorry.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
From the opossum.
I didn't know that for years, by the way.
I just learned that last month, I think.
I thought opossum started with P.
People call it both ways. Most people call it possum.
I call it opossum.
Yeah. I think you snuck it in.
Anyway, the opossum scurried off into the preserve. Nothing bad happened.
Did it hiss or anything? Or?
I think there was a hiss. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there was a hiss.
When an animal hisses, I pay attention.
Well, for the longest time, like I sit out on my back porch a lot. I like sitting out there, even when it's hot out. I've grown up here. I don't really mind the heat or anything. Yeah. And with a nice beer, it's shaded. It's fine. It's good.
Yep.
Porch faces north, or I'm sorry, it faces east. So afternoon, like I'm good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no sun back there.
Right.
And at night, I always hear stuff back there.
Yeah.
And I've just come to accept that they're all bunny rabbits.
No, they're not, Chris.
Now I've learned
bunny
that.
Bunny rabbits.
Now I've learned that. They're not all bunny rabbits.
They're raccoons. They're opossums. There are a few rabbits back there.
Bobcats? I'm positive we got some bobcats.
How big is the
preserve? We have panthers here. I haven't seen one, but I know they have been here. You also got, hot wild hogs?
We don't have any of that where I'm at.
Boar, I mean? Yeah.
We don't have it. It's a small preserve behind my house.
If you had a wild boar, is that edible?
Yeah.
I'm like, can you make bacon out of it?
Okay, so from my limited understanding, you really have to cut the balls off of the boar.
Excuse me?
Because the testosterone or the, it goes into the meat and really makes the meat not edible.
Really?
So, in the wild, you get a boar pinned, you cut its balls off, then you can kill it and eat it.
Wait a minute. You cut the nads off before you kill it?
Oh, it's one of the worst. No, you then release it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you, shoot it when you go out.
Well, at that point, he probably wants to be shot.
Wait a second. Wild boars are also very aggressive and can kill people.
They're huge.
Yeah. I've never done this, but I've been on buggies when I've heard people do it. It's a very bad sound.
Does it squeal?
I remember First Blood, John Rambo, and he jumped off the big boulder. Remember he killed the boar? Then he brought it to the cave and he cooked it.
No, hold on. Oh, I'm still back. So you've heard people like what do? You jump on a boar? How do you get it knocked? How do you grab?
I've seen it. Yeah, bearing the boar.
All right, call some play by play here. How does this work? Because a boar is not just going to let you grab
it's
a nads and cut it off.
Said the same thing. Call barring the boar or bearing a boar. Barring or bearing?
I don't know. I call it cutting the balls off, and it sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it would with anything.
Like, no, from the pig's perspective.
Yeah, even if a human had it done, like you when you had your vasectomy.
I didn't have my balls cut off, though. I just had the what's the word?
They're dangling.
Von's different, I think, is what it's called.
Tied for
hanging Chad.
Oh, God.
So, all right, so help me out, because this is not in my world.
Right.
So somebody sees a boar.
Yeah, again, this isn't my world, but I've been close enough to the world.
Between the three of us, you've witnessed it.
I feel like I can comment on it a little bit.
Okay, what's the first step? How do you get the boar down? Like, you see a boar, you're like, all right, I want to get that boar, but first I got to get him down, and I got to...
You got to have a gun, right? I mean, if you're luring a boar out, or you know, they're going to be aggressive, they're going to attack, so you could have a gun and shoot it.
How do you get it down to cut its nance off?
The boar is in, like, a pin. Like a cage.
You trap it.
You trap it first, yes.
You put a little piece of ham and it goes eaten.
Well, I don't think ham, because that's that's cannibalism.
They're carnivores, though. I mean, they're herbivores, too, but I mean, they're both, right? They eat, wild boars are not just eat grass, they eat meat.
So you get the boar, he's in the cage. Then whoever the dumbest person is gets out, right?
Or the strongest,
Now, how is he? Does he just reach in?
Yeah, just goes up, but like gets behind it, because it's not a big cage that it's caught
in. It can't spin and turn around.
Right, right. So you get in there, and then you get a pocket knife out. Yeah.
And it squeals like a pig. That's where probably where the phrase comes from.
That's not where the phrase comes from.
No,
that's something
came from
else.
Deliverance.
Oh, really?
Oh, that came from Deliverance. Yeah.
Squeals like a pig hasn't been around for like 400 years.
You sure do have a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth. So you've seen that movie, Burt Reynolds?
No, I've never seen the movie, but funny enough, one
fantastic.
Of my uncles gave me a hard time for the longest time when I was growing up, and he would always say that to me, which is weird now looking back on
it. Hold on. You just missed a headline there. An uncle used to go up to Chris all the time and says, "You sure have a pretty mouth, boy." What else happened there? By the way, there's not a listener in Southwest Florida that's turning down the volume of the radio right now.
I don't know what to tell you. This is all real stuff.
All right. So after Uncle Billy Bob gets done telling you what a pretty mouth you have, he jumps out of the truck, goes to the cage with the boar, takes out his 6-inch blade. And just and they drop off. And then you let the boar. Why not just kill the boar at that point?
Look, Craig, I don't know. Maybe
do you let it free? I don't know.
Maybe it's because, like, the meat. Like, you have to get the testosterone out of the meat. That's the way that I've always understood
it. Well, wait a second.
Have you let it go to kill it later, or what?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. You can't just shoot it right there. But we got Quantum Leap.
He's like, says, I've been boar hunting before. You kill it before you cut off the balls. Otherwise, you may end up losing your balls. Like, okay,
That's what I'm saying. You got to kill it first. You can't. Because you can't.
Look, guys, I'm armed with just enough information to be dangerous right now.
Okay. All I'm saying, you know, if you neuter a dog, a male dog, and cast whatever, it's going to be put to sleep. Unless you're putting the boar to sleep, cutting his nuts off, and then having him recuperate so he's kind of healthy, and then run around. But that doesn't happen. You can't just tranquilize the boar, I guess, cut his nuts off, and then you got to kill him, right?
Again, I would like to stress that I have never done this.
All right, but you witnessed it.
Just in case a PETA member is listening or anything like that, I have never done this.
All right, now let me ask you another question. Have you eaten boar?
Yeah.
All right. What did you eat it like a ham or like?
Have I had boar?
Or do you slice it like?
I can't tell you that I have had boar. Upon further review, I've had venison.
We've had pig roast before. I love pig roast.
Yeah, but that's a regular pig.
That's like a pig, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like Charlotte's Web.
I've had that, too. I had it at a Hawaiian luau. It was delightful.
Oh, it's delicious.
Sweet, huh? Some pineapple chutney on it.
All over.
And they do it in big leaves, right? And they bury it in the ground and charcoal on top, yeah.
However, poi is overrated. I'm going to tell you that right now.
What is?
Poi.
What is poi?
It's what they do at luaus. It's like...
Is it a drink?
It's a white oatmeal-y type. Oh. You eat it with your fingers, actually.
Oh, okay. Like a paste.
Kind of.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Hawaiian grits.
Yeah.
For lack of a... All right, so we got a lot of people texting. I want to know if this tastes like regular pig or if it's rougher or more...
Or ham. I'm sure it tastes like ham.
If it's leaner. Or maybe it tastes
like... Maybe it tastes like
chicken. Does it taste like
not
chicken?
Enough, not enough. Not a lot of fat, so...
Yeah. All three of us lose our man card? Really? 772?
For what?
Because I haven't hunted
a boar?
That seems like a very Florida... 812 said Chris Exotic. That's funniest. That's funniest text I've seen all day.
Karen's Blippin says it's a hog, guys. Nobody calls it a boar.
Really?
Okay. Hogtied.
I mean, I don't want to get caught bogged down on semantics right now. You can call it whatever you want.
It's kind of what we
hog, do. Wild boar, whatever.
Let's go to the phones.
Piggly Wiggly.
Dude,
that's a store.
That's the name of a store.
Underrated store, actually.
Never been to one. Oh, I started driving Miss Daisy.
Love Piggly Wiggly.
I found it to be a step below.
That's fair.
Say Publix
that's
or
fair.
Winn-Dixie. Or
that's
whatever.
Fair.
All right. In fact, the first time when I moved to South Carolina, we went grocery shopping and we went to a Piggly Wiggly. And this is back in the days when I would write checks in the 90s. And I'm like, wait a minute, I got to write a check out to Piggly Wiggly? This is the real name of this place? Are you kidding me? Let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. Let's get some boar hunting experience here. Ray.
Hog.
Ray, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard.
Ray.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, you can castrate them without killing them. And, like, horses and stuff like that, they castrate, like, bulls that are getting too hornery.
Yeah.
They sit there and they castrate them without killing them, and then they just get up and walk away.
Really? Like it's no big deal?
They don't tranquilize them like you would a dog or something, and then do it, and then
they give them a light sedative. But I have seen real cowboys just hold them, lay them down, and then cut them, and then they get up, they wipe them, they let them walk away, and they're good.
Oh God Almighty!
No, they're not good. All right, now taste wise, is there any difference between that and regular pig?
Well, yes. I mean, it depends. Really, the taste comes from whether they're grain fed, how they eat out in the wild. They eat anything that they can.
Yeah.
But mostly, it depends on how they're fed, how their meat turns out.
Gotcha. All right, that makes sense.
A lot of the ones out in the wild, when you open them up, they're full of worms. They eat anything that's possible.
So that would not be a healthy eat if you got one out in the wild.
Right. Most of the time, that's why the farmers go. You get them from the farmers, and they feed them grain, and they fatten them up in corn and stuff like that. But they eat anything. There's nothing that they won't eat.
Huh. All right.
Wow.
Thank you for that expertise, Ray. Appreciate it. Thank you. 239-337-ESPN.
So, I'm not wrong.
You never...
That's the bar I come in here and try to clear every day.
Right.
You don't have to be right. Just don't be wrong.
Well, no, but my contention was, at least he clarified, they give you a sedative. It may not be totally knocked out, but they give
But at the end,
the
he talked about
sedative.
He talked about farmers feeding them grain, but then they're not wild boar at that point. Now they're just boar. Pigs. But not pigs.
Hogs.
Huh. That's a whole nother thing I just learned here today.
20-year-old fake flask. I did not say this. Not all of us in Florida are hicks. Whoever said that Craig, Pete, and Chris have lost their man card. I did not say
Nobody
that.
Nobody called anybody a hick today.
No, he's referencing the person. Was it 772 who said that we lost our man card?
Yeah. Oh.
20-year-old fake flask is replying to 772 saying not all of us go out hunting all the time, so we're good. We didn't lose our man card.
Oh, okay,
and Jersey
good.
Jeff says, not sure if it was mentioned, but she got a pretty mouth. Of course, it was in the movie Delivery. Yes, we did mention that. And, Jersey Jeff, that's the first thing we said. And you know who else was in that movie? It was George Wendt, remember? You know, Norm from Cheers. Yeah. One of his first roles, I think.
So I've added this to the list of slow sports time topics, castrating animals.
And if you missed it, catch it on our website, on the podcast at 993ESPN.com.
That is the second topic that got added to the list today. The first one was the time you got arrested. Which is how we opened our show.
All right.
Yeah, somehow because of...
coronavirus.
No, it turned into... Oh, no, which...
No, we were talking about the Cowboys signing Alden Smith.
Alden Smith, and that turned into...
Right.
Somehow morphed into first time you got arrested or falsely accused, falsely arrested.
So what you're saying is we started off talking about sports, but then we didn't. Because that's what's going on right now. All right. We have more calls on this. This is fascinating.
Yeah.
239-337-ESPN. Mike, welcome to Sheeman and Shepard. How are you?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing good. And yourself?
Fantastic. Thank you.
No, but back in the day, we used to hog hunt all the time, and we'd run them with dogs. And so when you're running a boar hog, they'll start to stink, and you smell them real bad. And so when the hogs catch it by the ear, somebody will run up, grab its back legs, flip it over. You put your knee in right behind the ear, and then another guy holds both legs open. You just put a small slit in their ball sack. You pull them out, and you just let them go.
Now, what kind of dogs are you using this? What kind of dogs are you using? Do they ever get hurt?
Oh, yeah, they'd be cut up and stuff like that. But we use, like, cur dogs or pit bulls. And you always notch in the ear. You always put a V in one of the ears, and that way they'll let the next hunter know that it's a bar and not a boar no more, and it's good to go.
Oh, the V, because it's been vasectomated.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
All right, thanks, Mike.
So, yeah, you don't give them no tranquilizers or nothing. You just flip them over, put a small slit in there, pop them out, and they're done.
Easy.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great evening. Appreciate it.
Oh, 360, correct me, rightly so. Ned Beatty. It wasn't George Wendt. It was Ned Beatty. That's right.
Well, that's a big difference.
Yeah, it is. Ned Beatty, if you don't know, I'll give you one movie. He's been in a bunch of movies, but he was the dad in Rudy.
Yeah.
That's something, though. What they put the V. That's very thoughtful of their cat. So there's a castration ethics out there for boar.
I'm thinking you're dealing with a 200-pound animal that's squealing and moving and trying to get away from you, and you're taking the time, A, to cut its sack off, and B, then to put a little V mark in its ear.
It's not for the faint of heart, Craig. Like, I don't think...
Also, the next hunter can get the meat.
I don't think any of us could do that job.
No.
I mean, you could go P90X for 6 straight months. You're not doing that.
No, I'm not. Now,
how would you do in the woods? I'd like to see that.
No, I would do that.
I would like to see that.
Me in the woods?
Yes. Why? I think that you'd be really out of your element.
Can I spray some off on me? Some DEET. I don't like bugs.
DEET free.
Yeah. Oh, anything DEET free doesn't work.
Craig is like Harrison Ford in The Fugitive. He'd be asleep, covered up in leaves, wake up. And
You know what, Pete? You might be better in the woods, actually.
No.
I would. I don't know. I'm not a...
Pete,
I'm
you can do the drinking part.
I don't hike. You know, it's not my thing. I don't hike through the woods.
Yeah. You don't.
I don't mind walking.
You don't do anything.
Hiking through the woods is not my.
You
not
golf
my thing.
And you talk on the radio. That's all you do.
I do a lot of other stuff.
I like not really. Active.
Hiking is not
you
my.
You watch a lot of TV.
Not climbing a mountain because it's there.
You cook food that you buy at a store. Cook,
yeah. I'm thinking of the poor dogs that are part of this. Boar hunting.
That's rough.
They love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I seem to.
Yeah.
I guess.
The scent gets them going wild.
Yeah, that's what I want. A wild pit bull and a wild boar.
And a wild boar.
And I got to control them all. No, thank you.
Bad attitude guy with the nasty text. I'm just kidding. Says, I think it's funny how some listeners think you guys still have man cards to lose.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair point.
True, that's fair.
That's a fair point.
Yeah. All right, very good.
Coffee Ground says hogs do so much damage. If Craig and Pete didn't know, well, to the environment, or what? What does that mean? They do so much damage.
Maybe they eat trees.
Like you're talking about, like deer, like you know, can really, you know, cause some severe damage because of all the
maybe
foraging they do. That kind of bad. I don't know what he means.
All right, this discussion continues. Deserves to continue. But first, each day we're highlighting a different local restaurant, and it is dinner time, people. And restaurants are still open for business despite the latest order from the governor. Restaurants are essential, so they'll be open. Today we're featuring Twin Peaks, located at 16411 Corporate Commerce Way in Fort Myers. This is over by Florida Gulf Coast University. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call ahead and place your takeout order right now. Here's the number, 239-245-9559. And don't forget to get your beer to go for just $2. I'll say it again. Beer to go for $2. Twin Peaks.
That's a win.
Check it out. Sheeman and Shepard.
And then wait till you're home.
And wait till you're home to drink it. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Yo, Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Thursday. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Rick Haro, our sports business guru. Normally, we talk to him on Thursdays. He was tied up counting his money today. We'll talk to the Lee County Sheriff and the Lee County Commissioner tomorrow regarding Governor Ron DeSantis' lockdown and many other things. Figure out the new normal moving forward here in Southwest Florida. So we're keeping you informed. So we'll do all that. So we'll learn about lockdowns. We've learned about castrating hogs. We've learned about our listeners who have been in jail. I mean, it's been, we've taken a couple trips around the block today. No doubt about it.
No doubt.
We did cover some sports, too.
Well, it's what the show has got to lean on right now.
Yeah.
There are some sports shows out there where, yeah, if you want to hear what to expect later this month at the NFL draft, you can get that some places.
Yes.
Probably not going to get that here for another few weeks.
Well, you might.
Well, sprinkled in here or there, it'll dabble in. Into. But I'm sorry, Jadeveon Clowney dropping his asking price $2 million. Apart from what I just said, I don't know what else there is to that story.
Right. And is it laughable that he only dropped it $2 million?
Yeah.
And he's still not signed.
No.
He and Cam Newton, the two hottest free agents still out there, supposedly.
Jameis.
And I put him in the next category.
Why?
Oh, he's going to be in the top
category.
What
do you mean why?
Why do you put Cam higher than Jameis? One guy plays and gives the ball to the other team. The other guy doesn't play.
Yeah. I think Cam is, I don't know this, I think Cam might be healthy and might be interesting to watch. I saw a fun stat yesterday. If you took Jameis's 30 interceptions, cut them in half to 15, he's still the fifth most in the league.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's why I put him in the next tier. Now. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Well, it is, but it is. I mean, yeah, but I guess as far as name recognition, he's got to be at the top of the list.
Who, Jameis or Cam?
Yeah.
Cam is a former MVP.
No, I think Cam's got the name recognition.
No, I'm at the top of the list with Cam. They got to be at the top of the list, both of them.
We'll see.
Well, obviously, Cam has the better resume. It's not even, know that. Hey, by the way.
Yeah, going back to 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 2019, he was terrible when we saw him.
Terrible.
2018, well, he started 2018 decent.
Yeah.
Then the shoulder injury really happened.
Hey, a little bit of good news. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin just announced that the first stimulus payments will be directly deposited in 2 weeks. That's a week ahead of schedule, for those who care about that.
Waiting on it.
That would be good.
Does everybody get one?
Yeah.
If you filed a tax return last year, you'll get one.
Yeah.
Did you file your taxes, Pete Shepard?
Of course.
So it's what? It's
way ahead of schedule.
$2,400 per couple, as long as you make less than, I think it's $195,000 a year? Or last year?
I thought it was 75 individuals, $150,000 for a married couple.
Is that what
couple.
It is?
And then you throw in the kids on top of that.
$500 per child.
Yeah. And the Dow up 469 today. On a day in which 6 million, on a week in which 6 million more people filed for unemployment, the Dow's going up. I can't figure this thing out.
The weekly jobless claim total is at 6.6 mil versus 3.1 mil expected. It's a record.
Yeah, well, last week was a record, too. And you're going to be setting more. I mean, it's like the whole – I think the whole country just wants to get the month of April over with. Let's get it
over
with.
It's the second.
Well, I know, but we're about to shut down for 30 days, and we're told that the peak of this thing is supposed to be around the 15th. And then hopefully we're getting better after that. And hopefully people that have lost their jobs or furloughed or laid off or whatever you want to say, hopefully by May and June, a few of them are getting it back. That's all I'm saying.
And I'll tell you where it's really starting to hit hard, too. And a lot of my friends the last 48 hours, Craig, I bet you know a lot of people, too, especially in the newspaper business, have gotten laid off. A lot of good people are getting laid off in the media. And I understand because it's happening all over the place. And
radio and TV, too.
Intercom. That's what I mean, radio and TV.
Intercom just laid off a bunch of people, I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it sucks, and a lot of companies are saying, look, this is temporary. We're going to hire you right back as soon as we can, but we don't know when the new normal is. And we all discussed this the other day. Does it happen quickly? Does it happen in phases, just like the shutdown happened in phases? I don't know. Nobody knows. But anyway. At least the Dow Jones is up 469 today.
It's a win.
It's a win. It's been up five of the last 7 or 8 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Following the worst day in its history.
The worst quarter in its history. Yeah. Quarter, Chris. And it lost a quarter of its value.
A third of its value, right?
I thought it was 25% of the
value. Was it 25? Yeah.
Maybe I stand corrected.
I thought it went from 30 to 20. Maybe it was just over
it's
30, was it?
Now, okay, so yeah, I, yeah. It was. I think it got, I don't think it ever hit 30. I think it was 28, 29.
Was that what it was?
It's 21.4 right now. So yeah, I think it was.
Here's
closer
a bit
to
of breaking
quarter.
News. This was who's rapper Tekashi 6669?
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Released from prison. Released from prison due to coronavirus, but placed on house arrest.
Wow.
Hey, there's a song in there somewhere.
He's.
Does that give you street cred?
Careful what you say.
Why?
Careful what you say.
Why? What? Will he come after me?
Street cred?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't mess around with this guy.
Oh, I'm not?
Yeah. No.
I was just mentioning. I mean, he's like Suge Knight, right?
That's Mr. to you.
I can't even pronounce his name. I don't even know what Pete just said. So, there was a bunch of numbers and letters. And
yeah, he's a young rapper from New York City, actually. I think from Brooklyn.
Really?
And yeah, kind of grew up. He was a pretty, yeah.
Gangster?
Yeah.
Is he? Okay, let me ask you this basic question. Why was he in jail?
It was drugs, I believe. Selling drugs.
Oh, is that all? I say with air quotes. I
hold on.
I don't know. But they're letting him out. Because they got to let people out due to coronavirus. I'm not up to speed on my rappers in jail.
What are you talking about? You all you do is say word. You say you know everything about rappers.
No, I know everything about some rappers. Like you know.
So he was facing a minimum of 47 years and a maximum of life. Minimum of 47 years, maximum of life in prison. He did plea out. Should have been released in November of this year. He pled guilty to racketeering charges and other offenses in New York, but he got the deal because he flipped on some of his other gang members. He testified against former members of Nine Trey Gangsta Bloods.
Yeah. Stab you with a knife, get 47 to life. Yo.
Oh,
see, I can freestyle it right there, baby.
Racketeering, carrying a firearm, assault with a dangerous weapon, and conspiracy murder charges.
6'3" says he's right up there with Carol Baskins for the most hated person in the country. Is that true?
Yeah.
He's not liked?
No.
Is any of his music good?
Honestly, I don't think I've ever heard any music from him. I can't imagine I would like it.
Is he a rapper wannabe?
I don't think it's a wannabe thing. It's just not my cup of tea.
But he flipped on some people?
Yeah.
Then he's in danger?
Well, information that he gave has already resulted in the conviction of Anthony Ellison and Aljamaya Mack.
Is he going in witness protection?
Have you seen a picture of this guy?
No.
He can't go into witness protection. He has a picture, or he has a tattoo of the number 69 above his right eyebrow.
Okay.
It looks like a rose above his left eyebrow. He's got something tattooed where you would put eye black for a baseball game or a football game right there.
Yeah.
He's got a tattoo of what looks to be the Mandalorian on his right cheekbone. And then tattoos of the number 69 all around his neck. So he can't go into witness protection. Like this guy shows up and you go, oh, that's that dude.
Oh, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you a question about the hitman on for Joe Exotic for Carol Baskins. He has a tattoo of a teardrop coming out of his left eye, I believe, and they said that was because he's whacked somebody before. Is that like a thing?
How many
teardrops you have? Is how many people you've killed?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
That's a thing.
Like, if I see a dude and he's got three tattoos of teardrops.
Three teardrops?
He's killed three people?
That's what that tattoo means. Now, I'm sure some people can get the tattoo without ever having killed anybody, but...
Now, why would you admit to that by putting that on your face?
It's like
a notch in the belt?
No, like people who are in prison for life or really long, like that gives them cred. Like, that gives them credit inside where... People look at him and go, oh, I'm not going to bleep with this dude. He's cool killing.
Really?
Right.
So I could scribble a few dots under my eyes and people won't mess with me? That's what you do? All right.
Huh.
Well, no, don't do that.
No?
You might be creating a challenge, actually, for yourself as well.
Oh. And plus, we're going to be talking to the Lee County Sheriff tomorrow. I don't want to cause any problems.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, okay. Port Charlotte Joe just sent me his picture. There's no way you could disguise this clown.
This guy can't go into witness protection, right? I mean.
Wow. What a doofus. But I won't say that.
He's like 22 only.
Really?
I mean, he is young.
And he's got 47 to life.
Yeah. No. He was facing 47 to life. He flipped on all of his fellow gang members. And only got 2 years. He was supposed to be released November of this year anyway.
Gotcha. Dumpster Fire says the teardrop also means that you've lost a loved one. Now, that can be confusing.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that as well.
Yeah.
The teardrop, I've heard more that the teardrop is you've killed somebody than you've lost somebody.
It's a whole nother world, I got to tell you. All right, Reese's Genius back in business with his good text pictures. Thank you for that.
Hey. And hold it real quick. Shout out to Locker Room Junk's girlfriend. She texted in, glad y'all are holding up okay. Got my sister with me listening today. Hi.
Hey, sister.
And she said, forgot how much I missed you guys.
That means she hasn't been listening. That she should listen more.
We missed you too.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely. And shout out to the sister. Also, your chance to win some money, people. Coming up here at the top of the hour, the Sheba to Shepherd cash grab. In about 13 minutes, go ahead and save the number because this is what you're going to text it to, 45911. We'll give you a word at the top of the hour. You type in that word, text it in to 45911. Boom. And you could win $500 within the next 15 minutes. And if you do it through our app, 993 ESPN, you could be eligible to win $10,000 in the first week of May. How about that? What you got coming up next? Sheba to Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by our good friends at Twin Peaks. Right there on Corporate Commerce Way, Fort Myers. Get your dinner right now. Just order it at 239-245-9559 and pick it up on your way home. And, again, $2 beer to go. Boom! Make it happen. Let's see here. April 2nd, by the way, World Autism Awareness Day, as we mentioned a few times today. It is also the anniversary in 1792. The U.S. dollar is introduced by the Mint Act. How about that? Now it dominates the world. Sort of.
It's like it podiumed. It's the bronze.
Replaced.
It's the bronze. It's not the euro or the pound, but that's all right.
No. In 1800, Ludwig van Beethoven's first symphony premiered, and he directed it. So there.
He did what, six more?
I don't know. I lost count. They're all good. They're decent. In 1931, a 17-year-old girl named Jackie Mitchell struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in an exhibition. Marvin Gaye was born in 1939.
Oh.
What's going on? I love that song.
When I get
no longer with us.
I want sexual. Nah,
stop. Stop.
Sing it, Pete.
No, get don't. Up, don't. That makes me very
Let's
queasy.
Let's make love tonight.
Oh, good God. I'm done. I'm going home. Happy birthday, Don Sutton, compiler. Bill Romanowski.
Yes, he is a compiler. I agree with that.
Not a compiler. He was a good pitcher for the Dodgers.
Pitched for 41 years.
He was excellent. He was very good.
In 1986 on this day, the NCAA Basketball Rules Committee decided to adopt the three-point shot for the 86-87 season at 19 feet and 9 inches, and the first team to win a championship with the new rule fully in place throughout all of college basketball was the Indiana Hoosiers. Thank you very much. And in 2005, we lost Pope John Paul II on this day. Pete Shepherd, what you got?
Well, I have a new hero in my life. It is Formula One racing mogul Bernie Ecclestone. You know why?
Why?
He's going to be a father again. And what makes it amazing is he's 89 years old.
Who's this?
Bernie Ecclestone, a Formula One racer.
Good for him.
Do you realize how old that is? Hey, Dad, what was it like to be alive before, the Spanish Civil War? Like, Bernie Ecclestone was born before chocolate chip cookies were invented. But alas, Bernie's 44-year-old wife, Fabiana Flossi, is with child, the racing tycoon confirmed to a Swiss media outlet. And Ecclestone said, yes, it is. It is due in the summer. Hopefully, he'll learn to play backgammon soon. Yeah. Guess that means he's having a boy. The baby reportedly due just before Bernie turns 90 in October. Wow. He already has three children. He has three children. 65-year-old Deborah, 35-year-old Tamara, and 31-year-old Petra.
Well, he really
spreads
out the
wealth. Bernie met his wife, Fabiana. He met his wife in 2009. They married in 2012.
How about that?
89 years old.
I think
Charlie Chaplin had kids when he was 75, I think.
I think the real lead story is there. Why did it take mankind 15,000 years to discover the chocolate chip cookie?
I agree. Yeah.
Well, first you had to figure out the cookie.
Yeah, which I think we've had for
that was the first step.
Many years. Then throwing chocolate chips. I mean, that would have been a no-brainer. All right, Chris, in our remaining time, what do you have?
All right, HBO starting tomorrow is making 39 shows, movies, and documentaries free.
Yes.
Right. So you can watch any of I'm gonna just run through the good ones.
Right. The Scheme. You got to watch The Scheme.
The show. Well, they're not making The Scheme free, unfortunately. You have to still be. You have to subscribe to HBO Go to get that. But the shows that they are making free are Ballers, Silicon Valley, Succession, Veep, and The Wire. There are a few more movies. A lot of bad movies. Arthur and Arthur 2 on the Rock.
This is the first two Arthurs. Those aren't bad at all.
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yes, very good.
Crazy Stupid
Very
Love?
Underrated movie. Steve Carell, his best acting,
Craig,
I think, to date.
Craig. Friday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bottle of wine.
Yeah.
You and the wife.
Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love movie.
Really?
You're welcome.
When I saw that, Chris, I walked out of it, I said, this is going to get nominated for Best Picture. I think it should have won.
It was fantastic.
Yep. It was excellent.
How many years ago did this come out?
Probably 10 years ago.
Maybe a little less.
Maybe a little less. Yeah.
Very underrated because I think it came out with a couple of blockbusters came out, but that was a great movie.
Oh, great cast of characters.
Not good,
well.
Great movie.
Ryan Gosling is in it.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon is in it.
He's in every movie.
Kevin Bacon is in this movie.
Yep.
Steve Carell, obviously.
Yeah, he got nominated for an Oscar, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Stupid Crazy Love?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Crazy Stuff. See, I typed it in wrong.
And also Pokemon Detective Pikachu will be free as well.
I've seen that movie. It's horrible. Just don't waste your time.
I will not see Pokemon.
Yeah. All right, what we got, Chris?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
That's the way to estimate. We're good. Don't forget the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top of the hour. Brand new word. And now time is moving quicker. Time to say goodbye. Thank you to Chris and to Pete Shepherd. I'm Craig Sheeman. Good night, Southwest Florida. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.